Hi, this is Rachel. Today we will be reading Your Looks Matter by Melvin Collins and Yolanda Salazar. You may have people tell you that looks don't really matter, but I'm here to tell you that looks really do matter. What most people don't understand is just how much it matters. Looks encompass many things, not just looks. It involves hygiene, clothes, appearance, and yes, your own self-esteem and self-respect. Appearance is an indication of your self-esteem and self-respect. Don't ever think that first impressions don't matter. There is a lot of power in a first impression. This is how people remember you. When they think back to the first time they met you, people will remember how you looked, dressed, and even smelled. People will always make certain assumptions about you according to your looks and appearance. You carry a message in life. This message is created by how you carry yourself. This means that you should think about your appearance, your looks, your clothes, and your hygiene. All of these things should be consistent with your message. I always believe that an individual can get better service from people when they are dressed appropriately. You can really command more respect and get what you want out of them if you are appropriately dressed and speak appropriately according to where you are and what you are doing. In a job, you have many people that you will be around on a daily basis. Try not to offend them by looking or smelling badly. People will deal with you according on how well you present yourself in these situations. Judgments. We may not think so, but people do still judge you. In today's day and time, we think, "Ah, nobody cares how I look." Well, yes, they do. They may not say it or even voice it to someone else, but they will have that image of you in their heads. It's not an easy thing to erase once you've seen someone looking sloppy or unkept, and they are coming in for a job interview or coming to work looking that way. People do tend to judge you, believe that. No matter what the time, trend, fad, or style, people will still judge you based on the way you look, dress, and smell. Like it or not, it is true. In addition to judging, let's go back to the first impression thought. When you choose to dress sloppily or come into an office or company with smells that people can't identify, do you really think that you will be considered for a job or a promotion? The decision makers will need to assess the situation and know that they cannot possibly employ someone who offends them and office staff members. This will not be appreciated by the individuals you would have to work around you on a daily basis. It is not a comfortable situation for you or them. So, think about this when you are called in for a job interview or called in for a promotion hearing. Don't let them judge you the wrong way. Your clothes. You don't have to wear designer clothes and shoes to look nice. There are plenty of other places where you can get nice clothes. First and foremost, check with family members to see if there is anything that they are wanting to get rid of in their closet. Perhaps it could be something that would suit you. Then there are secondhand shops where clothes can be very reasonable. These shops are all over the place, and sometimes the clothes they carry are actually clothes that sometimes have not even been worn by the previous owners. However, even if they have been worn, these types of shops do not offer clothes that are dirty, torn, or have an odor. These clothes are normally washed, cleaned prior to them putting them out for sale. Some of these shops may also make some clothes available to individuals who do not have adequate income to purchase them. They are often offered as part of a program. Finally, if you are needing clothes for a job interview, an organization named Dress for Success has clothes available for men and women to help them prepare for their job interview. Check your area to see if this program exists for you. The way you dress creates an image, which, again, makes you memorable. This day-to-day consistency in dress works in not only enhancing your image, but also in creating trust. People don't like surprises. They want you to be predictable. They want to know what to expect from you when you show up for work every day. Dress sloppy, people think you're sloppy. Dress neatly, people respect you and take you seriously. Dress absurd and weird, people consider you weird. Let me tell you a small story about how someone dressed and what reaction they received. A beautiful young lady decided to go to the grocery store and didn't really care about how she looked. She threw on jeans with holes in them, a tattered camisole top that didn't cover much, a rag in her hair, and a pair of house shoes. Do you have a picture of that in your head? Okay, let's proceed. First of all, she was taken aback by a small child staring at her, and the thought went through her head, "Why is this child looking at me so disrespectfully? Didn't her mother teach her any manners?" Well, yes, her mother did. Her mother taught her to take proper steps when stepping out of your house to go and be seen in public by other people. Next, this beautiful young lady ran into an old acquaintance of hers from college. The friend had her boss with her, and she proceeded to introduce her boss to her friend. In days prior to this meeting, the friend had been discussing a possible job interview with her company for the beautiful young lady. She knew her to be a very hard worker, conscientious, punctual, and very intelligent. She knew immediately that her company would hire this friend. Once introducing this girl to her boss, do you think the boss called her in for a job interview? Likely not. All those good attributes this lovely young girl possesses are lost on a mere go-to-the-store-looking-any-way-I-want attitude. Lastly, when the young lady proceeded to the self-checkout, she was being scrutinized by the checkout attendants with thoughts, I'm sure, of mistrust and inability to pay. Please don't wear house shoes outside of the house. There are many young people who I've seen in public wearing house shoes. Also, pajama bottoms are worn a lot out in public these days. I guess it's because some of these are really cute, but bottom line, they're pajama bottoms. Don't do it. And guys, please, please wear a belt with your pants. Don't let them droop and make you look like you're wearing a diaper. Pull up your pants, wear a belt, and try to look as neat as you can. You will definitely see people treating you differently when you follow some of these basic tips. Clothes are very important. You do not have to make a fashion statement, that's for sure. However, your clothes should be neat, pressed, odor-free, and clean. People will remember you by how you were dressed the first time you met. Don't let your state of dress override the importance of who you are. As I said in the story above, beautiful, smart, and hardworking will get swept under the rug if your appearance is not appropriate. You should be remembered by what you are and what you say, not by how you look. But the fact of the matter is, people see you first and remember you by how you look. When you accept a new job, take a look at how your coworkers around you dress. You can even look at how managers and supervisors dress. Follow their lead and look more like them. You don't have to overdress or try to impress. Just look neat and smell good. About hygiene and health. When it comes to preparing yourself for the day, always keep in mind that the things you do at home to prepare you will be a part of your everyday dealings with people. We are talking about hygiene. This is a subject that most people do not even want to approach. It's not a very comfortable topic to bring up with people, but truth be told, it is a very important topic. Hygiene is one of those things that everyone is expected to know, but no one ever talks about it very much, and it's definitely more than just throwing on some deodorant and thinking you're covering up all the smells of the previous day. Here's a list of ordinary everyday tasks. Wash your hands after using the toilet. Wash your hands before you eat. Wash your face in the morning and evening. Brush your teeth daily. Floss your teeth daily. Bathe with soap and water daily. Wash your feet daily. Comb or brush your hair daily. Keep beards and mustaches trimmed and neat. Keep nails clean. Wear clean clothes all the time. Cover your mouth when coughing or sneezing. Wash your hands after coughing and sneezing. And moisturize your skin. From making a habit of doing these daily tasks, you are taking precautions to maintaining a healthy lifestyle. The more you complete these tasks, the better prepared you are to always keep from getting sick and staying healthy. Along with this section, we can touch on colognes, skin creams, perfumes, and even perfume deodorants. There are many people out there who have allergies, some mild, but some very bad and dangerous allergies. These allergies could be allergies to fragrances or scents, or perhaps an individual just cannot deal with scents and odors of any kind. Why take a chance with this situation? Just do your daily task and go for the smell of clean. It could be a very small thing to you, but it could mean the emergency room to another. Just bathe. The old saying proves true even today. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. Take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live in. Much like charity begins in the home, sanitation and hygiene begins with you and me.